Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. I'm seeing a fascinating split in the market action today. We had the Dow pushing higher, but the Nasdaq taking a hit. It feels like a changing of the guard, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It's a classic rotation day. We saw the S&P 500 basically flat, but under the surface, money was aggressively moving out of tech and into cyclicals. The Nasdaq dropped 0.5%, dragged down by the semis, while the energy sector surged over 3%. If you were heavy in Nvidia or Western Digital today, you felt the pain. But if you were holding oil or home builders, you're looking at a very green screen.
Let's dig into that energy move. 3% is a massive sector move for a single session. What lit the fuse there?
Geopolitics and supply fears. We had headlines regarding Venezuela that sent crude oil futures rallying nearly $1.76 to settle at $57.75 a barrel. That lifted the entire energy complex. But it wasn't just energy. Look at the consumer discretionary side. We had some solid economic data this morning that really lit a fire under the home builders. Lennar and D.R. Horton were putting up numbers like growth stocks, up 5 and 6% respectively.
And that ties into the macro picture, right? We got some data today that some are calling a golden ticket for the economy.
That's the perfect way to put it. We saw Q3 productivity hit 4.9%, crushing the consensus of 2.5. At the same time, unit labor costs actually fell. This is the holy grail for the Fed, strong growth without the inflationary wage pressure. It suggests the economy is robust heading into 2026 without overheating. However, the bond market didn't celebrate too hard. Yields crept up, with the 10-year settling at 4.18.
Interesting divergence there. Now, before we get to the technical setups for tomorrow, we have to talk about the defense sector. President Trump made a pretty bold request regarding the budget.
Bold is an understatement. He's calling for a 66% increase in the military budget to $1.5 trillion by 2027. The market reacted instantly. Huntington Ingalls and L3 Harris were standout performers in the industrial sector, both up over 5%. Money flows where the government spending goes, and right now, that arrow points to defense.
Got it. So we have strength in energy, housing, and defense. But tech was the anchor. What happened with the Magnificent Seven?
It was a retreat, plain and simple. Nvidia was the laggard, down over 2%. And the semis were weak for the second day in a row, with memory names like SanDisk taking a 5% haircut. It looks like profit-taking after a strong start to the week. But here's the thing. While tech rested, we saw breakouts elsewhere. Costco reported strong December sales, up over 6%, and the stock responded beautifully. Constellation Brands also beat expectations and popped 5%. The consumer is clearly still spending.
All right, let's pivot to the tactical side for the traders listening. We've got the non-farm payrolls report looming tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern. How are we positioning?
Caution is key ahead of the number, but the charts are showing us exactly where the strength is. Based on the intraday action and closing strength, I'm looking at metals and mining for continuation. We saw late-day accumulation in names like Franco-Nevada, ticker FNV, and Agnico Eagle, ticker AEM. Gold and silver miners are catching a bid.
Give us the levels. If I'm looking at Franco-Nevada, FNV, what's the trigger?
For FNV, the bias is up as long as it holds above 223.70. I'm watching for a breakout above 225.70. If we get a strong 30-minute close above that level, the targets are 228 and 230. Conversely, if you want to buy the dip, look for a pullback into the 224 area, but keep your stops tight below 222.
And you mentioned copper as well?
Yes, Southern Copper. Ticker SCCO. It ramped into the close, finishing near 160. The trend is intact above 159.30. I'm looking for a breakout over 161.20 to target the 162 to 164 zone. This aligns with that broader rotation into materials we discussed earlier.
What about outside of mining? Any other setups catching your eye for tomorrow's session?
Keep an eye on the refiners, specifically Phillips 66, ticker PSX. It had a very healthy, stair-step pattern higher all afternoon. If it can clear 144.85, it has room to run to 146. Also in the real estate services sector, a name like Hose showed a late-day expansion. If it opens above 17.50, it could flag and push toward 18.
So the playbook for tomorrow seems to be respect the rotation, watch the commodities, and be ready for the jobs number.
Exactly. And don't force trades in tech if the volume isn't there. The momentum right now is in the physical economy, oil, gold, copper, and housing. And remember, Neogen, ticker NEOG, had a massive beat and raise, soaring 31%. That tells you, that even in a mixed market, individual execution is being rewarded heavily. But for the broad market, all eyes are on that 8:30 a.m. employment report. Expect volatility.
Solid insights. We'll be watching those levels on FNV and PSX closely. Thanks for breaking it down. To everyone listening, good luck with the NFP volatility tomorrow, and we'll catch you next time.